You're listening to Digging the Dirt, The Allotment Show. Hello and welcome to the podcast. This is Russ here with the latest edition of Digging the Dirt. Good to have your company. Thanks for tuning in. And thanks again for all your messages following last month's podcast when I had a stroll around RHS Bridgewater. And I do hope some of you can take a trip at some point to Bridgewater. It's a wonderful garden. Any time of the year is always something to see there. So put that on your list of gardens to visit. If not this year, definitely next year, perhaps next spring, something like that. Well, how's your growing season been so far? That's the question that I asked this month. It's certainly been very mixed for me, I can tell you. Things not so successful for me have been peas, probably, top of the list. These have been really disappointing for me this year. Not quite sure why, but an awful crop of peas. Aubergines, I had several plants in the greenhouse, and none of them set at all. Plenty of flowers, but no fruit whatsoever. Maybe it was the hot weather earlier in the season that put them under some kind of stress, possibly, something like that. But I made sure they were certainly well watered then, so I really just don't know. No cherries this year at all, and no apples either. Had a great crop last year, but absolutely none whatsoever this year. So I'll be taking some apples from our community section of the allotment, which is free for any members of the public to come up and pick from. So I'll be taking a few of those myself, I think, this year. And on the flower side, sweet peas. Now, this is a bit ironic, isn't it? After meeting some members from the Sweet Pea Society when I had my stroll around Bridgewater, RHS Bridgewater, my sweet peas are not so good this year, certainly compared to last year. And I'm just managing to pick probably just one good bunch a week, and last year they were just coming left, right and centre, really, and picking bunches probably every two or three days and giving them out to my neighbours in my street as well. But pretty disappointing this year. So they were kind of my disappointments, but of course there's always the positive side, isn't there? So in the greenhouse this year, tomatoes have been great. Cucumbers have been great as well this year, and that's why I can't understand, in exactly the same place, I've got about half a dozen aubergine plants and just nothing at all, so don't understand that. Chilies and peppers have been really good as well for me this year, and outside on the plot itself, broad beans gave me a good harvest. I continue to have a good salad crop with a bit of succession growing as well. Beetroot is doing well. And I only grow early potatoes, and so they're all harvested now, but they are excellent, and there's still a few in storage, actually, as well. Kale going very, very strong, and I grew a scarlet kale this year as well, and that is looking really very, very nice as well, very tasty too. Although my apple tree, there's no apples on it at all, lots of pears coming. And they've been thinned out as well, so just to get the ones that are on there developing well. And lots of plums are coming. Sweet corn. In fact, I've just come back from the allotment now and just picked some cobs of sweet corn, and they are really very, very good, just ripening just in this last week or so. And I tell you what, it's such a joy to have sweet corn straight off the plot. If you've never grown any, make sure you try some next year. There's absolutely nothing like it at all. Absolutely wonderful. So there are a few of my positives and negatives, ups and downs for this year. And of course, I guess a lot of it has been to do with the weather, isn't it? We had such a fantastic early season or mid-season here with very, very hot sunny weather, and now up here in Lancashire it seems that it's just never stopped raining for the last 6 weeks or so, something like that. Obviously that's something to do it, and very difficult to get out on the plot and do weeding with all this relentless rain, but it's not looking too bad, keeping it pretty much in shape there, really. So let's have a look at some of your comments here. Now, Bren said, we had good onions, garlic, some good cabbage and cauliflowers. Others got club root or were chomped by caterpillars, even though netted. Yeah, how the heck do they get in there when you net them all? It's been bean city. Bren goes on to say, spuds have been good, but some a bit rough-skinned. Beetroot has been good. Leeks have gone to seed. Cucumber is bitter. Fruit not bad, pretty mixed season for me, says Bren. Lynn says, a varied season. Lost a lot of plants early on. Lost all my tomatoes to blight. Cauliflowers were edible. Good crop of potatoes, onions, garlic and carrots. And good for the first time was stickly, Chinese broccoli. Now, I've never grown that. That's an interesting one. I'll look that up when I've finished recording this. Now, Carly says, a lack of sunshine and warmth in Cornwall meant that beans and cucumbers were growing well. However, tomatoes are still green. So, yep, you need a bit of sunshine, don't you, to help them ripen. And peppers and chilies are struggling too. And isn't that odd? Because up here in Lancashire, they've done really well. That's incredible. And Carly says, I'm picking blackberries before the tomatoes this year. Alan says, it's been a great season so far. My best for cucumbers, runner beans, brassicas. Bear in mind, I have been growing for several decades. Most stuff has fared well. Carrots, beetroot, onions are all good. Garlic was not the best and germination was not the best. But not sure if the slugs were getting the new germinated stuff. So next year, I'll start as much as possible in cells. Well, that's what I tend to do. I start a lot of stuff early, grow it in modules in the greenhouse, and then when the risk of frost has passed, sort of early May time, early to mid-May, I tend to plant them all out then. Susan said, I'm very pleased. The best and biggest onions I've ever had. Garlic has been excellent. Runner beans, cabbage, courgettes, potatoes, gooseberries, cucumbers were all good. Actually, that's something else that disappeared overnight. My gooseberries, I think I was a bit late, you know, in netting all of my fruit. So the gooseberries literally disappeared overnight. But the netting went up and I've had a fantastic crop of blueberries this year. And red currants as well have been very, very good. Marlene says, massive high points are my massive sunflowers. Good crops of potatoes, beans, gladioli and outdoor tomatoes. The low point is our allotment open day and our Macmillan big coffee morning. All our sunflowers flowered early this year, so nothing showing this weekend. Well, I'm sure everyone will still turn up for such a great cause, and I hope you raise a good deal of cash there, Marlene, for your Macmillan big coffee morning. Stephen said, overall, I'd say not bad. A low yield of potatoes and tomatoes, slow to ripen outdoors, but no real disasters there. Dave says, high points were definitely runner beans. Well, mine are going strong as well. And beetroot, says Dave. But failings were broad beans due to black fly infestation while I was away on holiday. Yes, sometimes you do come back, don't you, to a few disasters. We were talking about that, weren't we, in an earlier program about looking after your plot whilst you're away. Yvette says, my sprouts are looking all right and my Christmas carrots are looking okay as well. Cucumbers have just started to grow at a rate of knots. Everything else, to be honest, has been rubbish. Oh dear, Yvette, that's a bit poor, isn't it? Sarah, highlights have been runner beans, carrots, so far no carrot fly, broccoli, huge and has gone to seed. Well, one of my neighbours on the allotment, his broccoli has gone absolutely crazy and gave me a nice container full of broccoli just the other day, actually. Sarah goes on to say melons actually grew as well. Yeah, I grew some melons a few years ago and they're great to grow. I might try them again next year, possibly. And Sarah says her lows have been spinach, which bolted, Well, it tends to do that, doesn't it? Sweet corn is very small compared to the previous year, and pumpkins ripened really early, so may not last until Halloween. Bob says, my highlights have been broccoli, lettuce, potatoes, low points, 18 tomatoes outside, all have blight. The dreaded blight, eh? Lynn says, slow to start. Not a good start with everything germinating. I think it was the compost. But things have picked up now and all okay at the moment. Pumpkins are ginormous already, and the late raspberries are big too. And I picked some raspberries just earlier this week, and they were enormous. In fact, they were sticking out of the fruit cage, actually, so one of the birds didn't have them, but beat them to it for once. Carly said, I've had a bumper harvest of brassicas, potatoes, onions were okay as well. Garlic was pants, and everything else is doing A-okay. The polytunnel and greenhouse are gifts that just keep on giving this year. Well, yeah, a bit of protection, of course, isn't there in there. Lorraine says, on the bright side, we have roughly a ton of runner beans, potatoes and courgettes. Yes, the courgettes, they grow like mad, don't they? You'd be giving them away forevermore there, Lorraine. Tracy says, as a first timer, great success with potatoes, kale, broccoli, peas, cucumber, dwarf beans. Not so great with corn. My tomatoes got blight. I've enjoyed it. Planted more potatoes. Learned a lot for next year. Well, that is what it's all about. I'm pleased you've had a good first year, actually. And of course, that will sort of spur you on to do more, isn't it, really? And of course, you're always learning. Learning from your mistakes, and just keep an eye out on the plot, what all your neighbours are up to, what grows well for them, and just follow that next year. Muriel, what does Muriel say? Runner beans are so abundant. The cucumbers were great. Spring onions and beetroot, very good. Monge 2 was good, but decided we don't really like it, so we won't bother next year. Well, at least you tried it. And of course, it's pointless, isn't it, growing something that you don't like eating. That's the whole point, really. First early potatoes were good-ish, says Muriel. Raspberries were brilliant. Rhubarb, okay. Now, my rhubarb, I left this year because I split them and replanted them this year. So I haven't harvested any at all, just to get the root growth there so it doesn't weaken the plant. So I've got to wait until next year for a decent crop of rhubarb. Can't wait for that. And I've got a very early variety. I'm not sure what it is because they were given to me by another plot holder, but very, very early varieties I have there. Muriel says, only just sown lettuce and salad leaves. The two tomato plants at the Lottie got blight. That seems a common theme, doesn't it, this year? But those at home are doing fine. Pauline says, spuds are good and courgettes and tomatoes good as well. Cucumbers not bad. Fig tree amazing. Runner beans okay-ish. And Pauline says, haven't had a single lettuce or salad leaf germinate, although radishes and beetroots have done well. Biggest disappointment has been an empty damson tree. Yeah, a bit like my apple tree, really. I can't get over that. Absolutely nothing at all. And Pauline says, not a single damson. What a shame that is. Kat says, cucumbers doing well. Tomatoes turning red. Early potatoes looking good. Main crop potatoes looking good so far. Three pumpkins on the way and the melon. Peppers are doing well. Runner beans are going crazy. Had to give up on the squashes. Six plants, dozens of male flowers, not a single female. Snugs and snails ate their way through chives, basil and coriander. Stuart says, it's a bit mixed for me. Allium, leaf miner on shallots and garlic in one bed. Potatoes are looking good. First earlies were lovely. Carrots are good. Peas were okay-ish. Well, that was better than mine did. Beans were great. Cabbages eaten by slugs. Sweet corn is looking good. Squash bed is cracking so far. Beetroot I planted far too many, and they're huge now. Well, you could do a lot with beetroot, can't you? So get a few cookery books and see what you can do with all that, and to store them and get some use out of them throughout the year. He says he'll change a few things next year. Les says, better than expected this year. New row of autumn raspberries, an old plum tree, celeriac, garlic, strawberries all did well. Worse than expected were cauliflowers, parsnips, not one germinated. Well, they're a bit notorious, aren't they? You've got to have fresh seed, of course, for parsnips every year, or so they reckon. Oh, Claire. Claire says, abysmal so far. My peas have only just flowered. Gosh, it's getting a bit late, isn't it, in the season? And I tell you what, I'm growing French beans, and they're growing really, really well. Lots and lots of flowers, but nothing has set on them yet. So it'll be interesting to see what happens there. Harry said, all a bit late for me this year. First earlies were very good. Grew the variety Charlotte. I've grown that before myself. Runner beans are brilliant. Dug a bean trench in March and filled for a couple of months. And I can't give the beans away fast enough. Now, the sweet corn has been very good. Not grown it for a few years due to squirrels, rabbits, etc. But surrounded in netting this year, and they've been excellent. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't protect mine. And we've got squirrels around the plot. Not rabbits, not for many, many years. Touch wood, they don't come back. Yeah, as I said, my sweet corn just ripening at the moment, and we've had the first crop from it, and fantastic they are too. And tomatoes, cucumbers are all very good. I can recommend planting in 12-inch pots with the bottom cut out, buried in the greenhouse. This keeps the roots moist. And that was from Henry, as we mentioned. Sue says, my worst growing year ever. Legions of snails. Gosh, what a shame that is. Sorry to hear that, Sue. Keep going. Don't give up. There's always next year. Karen says, my peas, beans and earlies have done well. My main crop suffered blight during all the rain and the fog that we've had. My carrots and parsnips are so slow growing this year. My parsnips planted ages ago and only appeared above the soil a month ago. I was going to plant something else there, which must have spurned them on into action. Well, maybe start growing stuff in modules, as we said, if you can, if you've got a greenhouse or anything like that, just to get them started a bit earlier. Sharon says, high point are my garlic and onions. Had the best garlic I've grown to date. Low was the strawberries. Only had three, whereas last year we had a glut and was making jam non-stop. Still waiting for the sweet corn to ripen, and hoping the rodents won't get to them. Daisy says, the low points. I've nothing but raspberries left. Everything has been eaten. And Daisy sent a photo in here of sweet corn. Absolutely chewed to death, I've got to say. It's a shame, Daisy. Everything's gone, just your raspberries. Well, enjoy your raspberries, that's all I can say. And just think about some netting, some cages, whatever for next year, but don't, whatever you do, give up. Alan says, basically, everything's been okay. Most things are very late, though. We'll research starting chilies and peppers a bit earlier and keeping them at home a tad longer. Okay now, though, runner beans in every meal. Yeah, I think we're the same up here as well, actually. Sharon, my wife, I think she despairs when I come back with another handful of runner beans. Jeremy said, it's been a strange year for me, very slow growing, and now my tomatoes have been struck by blight. In the process of salvaging what I can, I'm gutted. Peas, cucumbers, strawberries, potatoes all did well so far, though. So there you go. Courgettes, marrows, sweet corn, cucumbers have all done really well. Brassicas, not so great. Haven't managed one radish, beetroot or lettuce this year. They've been demolished by slugs. Ah, there you go. John says, I've had an excellent crop of first early potatoes, which we harvest at the beginning of June, and we're still eating them now. Well, I'm still eating a few of my first earlies as well. We've got a cupboard full of them, actually, in the kitchen downstairs. And lots of decent-sized red onions and garlic and a good crop of broad beans as well. French beans are just starting to crop. Well, as I said, mine haven't set yet at all. I'd hope they do. The biggest disappointment has been the tomatoes, which have been slow to ripen here in the South Midlands. July and most of August has been a washout. Well, I think that's probably right for the whole of the UK, I think. And finally, from Sandra. Sandra says, it's not been a brilliant year for me. It started well with loads of early broad beans, but since then lettuce has bolted, brassica seedlings were all eaten by slugs, turnips, kohlrabi, beetroot won't germinate, onions were okay but quite small, tomatoes and green beans are doing well, two out of three courgette plants have survived, but only had about six courgettes. Oh, and I have loads of pears. Well, there's always a silver lining. And Sandra goes on to say, and I think this is just something we've all got to remember. However, Sandra says, even if I don't harvest a single thing, my plot has been my happy place. I'm happy just to sit there listening to the birds, watching all the bees and the butterflies. So, Sandra, I guess having some produce to harvest is, well, that's a bonus, isn't it? You obviously enjoy your plot there and the outdoors and all the wildlife that you're doing well to attract on your plot. And well done to you, Sandra. And look forward and start planning for next year. Now, let's have a look if you want some inspiration and to get advice from fellow gardeners and experts. Why not take yourself along to some of the shows towards the end of the season and coming up towards the end of August, 18th to the 20th of August, it's the RHS Garden Rosemere Flower Show. So that's the RHS Rosemere. 3rd of September, it's the Sussex Prairie Late Summer Plant Fair. And get details on that on their website. That's sussexprairies.co.uk. Another RHS flower show is at Wisley. That's on the 5th to the 10th of September. And for the RHS Garden Flower Show, just go to their website. That's rhs.org.uk. There's a lovely late autumn flower show, and that's the Harrogate Autumn Flower Show. That's the 15th to the 17th of September up in the wonderful town of Harrogate. And to get information on that, go to their website, flowershow.org.uk. And another wonderful end of season show, that's the Malvern Autumn Show, and that's the 22nd to the 24th of September. And for details of that, go to their website. That's malvernautumn.co.uk. And there's a garden show at Broadlands. That's Broadlands in Hampshire. And that's the 29th of September through to the 1st of October. Now, if you can't get out and about, if the weather, which it seems to be at the moment, at the weekend, seems to be pretty miserable. We have the odd nice day in the week, but if you're like me, you're working and you're relying on your weekends. But if you can't get out and about, get some inspiration off the TV or the radio and let's have a look and see what you can be tuning into or looking back on catch up and whatever. Beech Grove, of course, is on Thursdays, 8 p.m, BBC Scotland, or Fridays on BBC Two, about 7:30 p.m. Repeated early on Sunday mornings, and you can catch up with Carol, George, Brian and Callum at the Aberdeenshire Garden. And to catch up with all those shows, just go on to the iPlayer, and there's also the Beech Grove Repotted series on there as well. Gardener's World, usually on Fridays. I think last week it was on a Thursday for some reason, but Gardener's World, typically Fridays, 8 p.m. with Monty, Adam, Francis and the team, and again repeated early on Sunday mornings if you're up early enough. Love Your Garden, you can catch up on the Love Your Garden series on ITVX and get some inspiration for some great garden designs and some ideas there. Similarly with Garden Rescue, again on the iPlayer, catch up with Charlie Dimmock and the team with some more garden transformations. Tune into the radio, Gardener's Question Time, Radio 4 on Fridays at 3 o'clock, and you can catch up on the BBC Sounds app anytime and tune in to any one of the over 700 Gardening Question Time programmes on the BBC Sounds app. So, there you go. Plenty, if you can't get out and about, that you can tune into and catch up with on the TV and on the radio. Well, that's just about all the time I've got for today. If you want to get in touch with me, any ideas for the programme, if you want to come on the programme, have a chat about your garden, about anything you're doing on your plot, what you've got planned, what you've been up to, then just send me an email. That's rparry1961@gmail.com, or you can visit the website, just search the internet for Dig in the Dirt, The Allotment Show, and you can send messages via there as well. Now, thanks for listening. I do appreciate you tuning in and taking time out to sit down and have a listen to the podcast. Now, I won't be back until October. I'm going over to the States and travelling over by ship and stopping in New York for a little while. I'll be visiting a few gardens while I'm there, going back onto the High Line. So I'll tell you all about that when I come back in October. So between now and then, enjoy the rest of your season. Have fun there in your allotment. Enjoy your produce. Start planning, possibly, for next year. Enjoy the rest of your season. Ta-ra. You've been listening to Dig in the Dirt, The Allotment Show.